And we're very pleased to be joined in the studio now by the Eddie Mac Band, and which consists of Chris J on drums, Jimmy Baker on guitar, and Paul Cherba on the bass. Welcome, you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here. Now, this is your second WTIP appearance.
Yes, it is.
And you are playing tonight and tomorrow night at Hungry Jack Lodge at around 8-ish.
Yes.
Up the Gunflint Trail. And is this an annual gig?
We hope so, because we really like the people up here, and it's just a great place where people appreciate music, and you know, we're hoping to come up here every year.
Okay. And this is part of some sort of snowmobile festival thing, right? Up there?
Yep.
Okay.
The whole place is shrouded in an envelope of gas fumes. No.
But I'm sure the music and the beer helps dissipate that.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, you know, we like gas fumes when it comes to snowmobilers.
Oh, that's great. Well, we appreciate you coming in this evening. Now, tell us a little bit about your band. You are from the cities.
Yep.
And how long have you been together?
Eddie Mac was formed in 98, I am the original founding member and now the sole proprietor, and there's been many, many different musicians in and out of Eddie Mac over the last, 15 years almost now.
Okay.
And I'm always lucky to have great musicians with me, and I think we've reached a real pinnacle here with Jimmy Baker and Paul Cherba.
That's great.
Yeah,
you know, I had a friend explain that to me one time. He says,
what?
You know, we're partners, we're equals, but I'm the partner of greater equals.
We get reminded of that every day.
Oh yeah. Well, I hit a nerve right there. Huh?
You did.
Okay.
I'm part of the band.
So is the Eddie Mac name a holdover from some previous band member?
No, actually, Eddie Mac is our muse.
Your muse.
Yep.
Okay.
And the band got their name when there was a group of musicians playing with another guy who wanted to keep his name in the name of the band for the marquee purposes. It's a funny story. We got to the gig that night, and they had butchered his name on the marquee, and they said the Edward McFerris Band. And so we decided to start our own band and call it Edward McFerris, and then over the years the fans changed it, shortened it up to Eddie Mac.
Which does have a easier ring to it, I think.
Yes. It's a fun name.
So, is all the music you play originals, or you do covers as well?
Tonight we're going to be doing a lot of covers. We love and aspire to be an all-original band, but we realize that in order to get ourselves the proper exposure, what we need to do is play some familiar music too, and we like it because it honors our heroes.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, and I saw on your website that your music was described as alternative, Americana, and rock. So is that does that cover that pretty well?
Or? Yep.
Right, hits the nail right on the head.
Okay.
I mean, in my you know, everyone's so hung up on categorizing music. I think there's just good music and genuine music, you know, there's good music in every genre.
Yep, and happy, fun music. And dance music, I assume there's going to be a lot of dancing tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
When you got drunk snowmobilers, there's not dancing.
Something's really wrong.
Yeah.
Now, I understand, Chris, you and I were talking a little earlier off air, and you've got a tour schedule up on your website.
Yes.
Or on your MySpace page for the spring, but you're also going to be recording in March. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I'm you know, we've got the right guys, the great personnel, and you know, I think recording is, you know, super exciting, and you get those ideas down and get them in the can, as they say, get the ideas in the can, and then you're free to create more. There's something strange about the creative process where you almost feel like you don't want to move on from one idea until you have it in the can. And then once you get it recorded, you're free to kind of let that be its own thing and start creating the next thing. So it's It's almost like a birth in a way. I love recording music.
Well, let's get a little sample of your music. Tell us what you're going to play here for your first song.
This is a song called Phenomenal, and it goes out to my new fiance, who I met in Peru.
Congratulations.
And she is actually hearing my voice for the first time in a long time because she's streaming live down in Peru. And there's also a crew of friends in Bosnia right now listening to us.
Nice.
And a very interesting Facebook friend from Perth, Australia. And the French guy.
The French guy.
The French guy.
He doesn't live in France, though.
But this goes out to you, Claudia. It's called Phenomenal. It's one of our own songs. And
okay, great. Take it away.
Phenomenal, girl, you got me burning up. You're so good looking, but you talk too much. Phenomenal, I wanna talk to the real you. You don't have to act, I don't want you to. We never will get a chance to know each other. You're so good looking, if you're nice, then you could bother my babies. And you can be my forever girl. Could I get a chance to have a private dance? Your eyes shine like diamonds and you got a little that phenomenal. I don't wanna hurt you, girl. We'll take it nice and slow, and when you're ready, I'll rock your world. And never will get a chance to know each other. You're so good looking, if you're nice, then you can bother my babies. And you can be my forever girl. How'd you like that, mama?
Ooh, sounds fun.
I wanna talk to the real you. I wanna make your life fun again. Cause in my book, little girl, you know you are number one. And when I finally trust someone enough to let myself fall in love again, I make her the queen of my world and all. And I call that phenomenal. Four, one, two, three. Phenomenal, girl, you got me burning up. You're so good looking, but you talk too much. Phenomenal, I wanna talk to the real you. You don't have to act, I don't want you to. We never will get a chance to know each other. You're so good looking, if you're nice, then you can mother my babies. And you can be my forever girl. Phenomenal, I get a chance to have a private dance. Your eyes shine like diamonds and you got a little less. Phenomenal, I don't wanna hurt you, girl. Ready, I'll rock your world. We never will get a chance to know each other. You're so good looking. If you're nice, then you can bother my babies. And you can be my forever girl. How'd you like that, mama? I wanna talk to the real you. I wanna make your life fun again. Cause in my book, little girl, you know you are number one. And when trust someone enough to let myself fall in love again, I'll make her the queen of my world and all, and I call that phenomenal. One, two, three, four.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Hungry Jack Lodge is going to rock tonight.
Oh, my gosh.
It's going to rock
tonight. You know, tonight, the electricity.
I don't have a snowmobile, but I might have to get one. That was awesome.
Oh, you can come by car, too. Yeah, it's they do have plenty of parking there, and they are expecting a big crowd, and we're going to give them just what they need.
We got smoke, lasers, electricity.
Wow.
That was really fun.
When we come up here.
What a great tune.
Thank you.
Is that a newer one?
It was written in 2008.
Great.
So, yeah.
Totally fun.
Thanks.
So who, do you write all together or how do you,
we all
how do you do that?
A lot.
Okay.
And we all look forward to writing a lot together. But Phenomenal is kind of a holdover from a few years ago. Someone Like Me, this next song, was also written by myself and another guy.
Mm-hmm.
But the third song that we're going to do, I don't want to get ahead of myself.
Okay.
You're already ahead of yourself, Chris. You lost
It's going to be a WTIP debut, where it's our Eddie Mac debut, world debut.
All right.
Just a tip.
We
and
are
now who
honored.
Wrote the third song?
Yeah, who wrote the third one?
All three of us.
Okay.
Perfect.
Yep.
Okay. Well, let's hear. Can we hear that second one?
The second one,
all right.
Sure. This is called Someone Like Me. Okay. Starts off with little drums like this.
You know, I got to say that one of the great pleasures of getting to sit in on this program is to be able to hear live music like this.
There you go.
So much fun to be in the studio and have this energy in the room.
How about Jimmy and Paul and them harmonies?
There you go.
Guys are great. I should reintroduce. This is the Eddie Mac Band. Jimmy Baker on guitar, Paul Cherba on bass, and Chris J on the drums. And they're going to be at Hungry Jack Lodge tonight and tomorrow night at 8 o'clock.
Funk in your soul.
There you go.
Awesome. Yes. Yes.
Right now we're just here to gently rock your night away. WTIP.
The harmonies are very fun.
Thank you.
I want to hear more about Jimmy's guitar.
Yeah, it's
that's
so
just too
beautiful.
Pretty to be playing.
It is gorgeous.
I got
Can you describe that for
it's
us?
It's an Ovation.
Okay.
And I got this for graduating high school from my mother.
Oh, wow.
So I've had this thing for a long time.
Thank you, Mom. That's a beautiful guitar.
And I graduated high school about 4 weeks ago, so. It's not that old, actually.
Does a GED count, though?
Yeah, no, actually. That's why I had to wait a long time, Chris.
I have to say thank you guys for having us on here, because last time we came on here, we played a song called We Break for Hotties. And
I remember that one.
And we have a video that corresponds with that. It's a YouTube sensation. And I don't know if being on here helped push it over the edge, but we capped 100,000 hits on YouTube.
That's
right before
wonderful.
New Year's.
Wow.
And it's soaring.
That's pretty cool.
Getting a lot of hits.
Wow. So tell us where else you're playing. I know you have your schedule up, but you play around the Twin Cities and around Minnesota, all over the Midwest, right?
Yeah. We play where Fine Line, First Avenue, Caboose, O'Gara's, but mostly we're playing a lot of suburbs these days, kind of small towns outside of Minnesota.
You got to pay the bills somehow.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that was going to be another question I had. Is this your day job?
In the wintertime.
Cool.
In the wintertime, yeah.
Yeah. Summertime, we're out landscaping.
Really? All of you?
We will make your lawn look beautiful and then rock you at night.
Sounds perfect.
I do aquatic body massage by the day. I do, and I teach yoga as well.
So. We don't know what that means, but it sounds good.
It's fun. It's blissful.
It sounds blissful.
Aquatic body massage?
Aquatic body work, yeah. It's either called Watsu or healing dance or water dance. And aquatic integration. And if you want to learn more about them, go to watsuyoga.com and you'll read all about
it. How do you spell Watsu?
Watsu, WATSU, yoga.com.
That sounds very
interesting.
Some
fun information. There's only like 5 people in Minnesota that are doing it. So.
Oh.
Paul's a treasure. He's a Berklee School of Music graduate.
Oh. Wow.
Our harmonies have never sounded better. And just an all around great guy, and then Jimmy is one of my personal heroes here. He actually is just recovering from donating his kidney to his uncle.
Oh really?
Oh
wow!
Yep. I will be sitting on a chair tonight.
Wow!
Hey. Can't quite stand. I didn't get the thumbs up from the doc yet. But
you know, I just read now. This is kind of strange, but I just read in the paper yesterday that somewhere they put the kidney in the wrong person. Can you believe, did you read that?
Really?
You read that too?
Oh, no.
How could they do that?
I hope it wasn't my kid.
Glad it wasn't. Well, you did this a
no,
while ago,
my
right?
Uncle, my uncle's got it. So.
Good for you. That's great.
Wow, that's amazing.
I mean, sometimes you think left arm, and it's your right. But now a kidney in the wrong person is a big boo-boo.
That's hardcore.
That's hardcore,
I'd say that doctor's
someone
probably
screwed
not
up.
They're going to need some of that water massage stuff.
Oh, funny. Not funny, but funny.
No, not at all. So when you're done up at Hungry Jack this weekend, then where's your next
We're
going to
be playing
gigs?
In Spicer, Minnesota.
Okay.
And that's a really fun recurring gig for us,
at
too.
At the Haunted Hotel.
Yeah.
Is it really?
They have an old...
It's haunted. We slept there one night and it wasn't fun.
No.
It's the only time I've shared a bed with Chris.
Well, now I can understand.
It's okay, because we slept military style, head to toe.
That's almost more information than I needed.
Yeah,
that's what we're here for.
Okay.
Wait till you ask us what we're playing in 2 weeks.
Yeah. You don't want to know that.
Okay.
No, but to make it easy for everybody, all the events are on our website, eddiemack.com. We've been having a blast with Facebook. Facebook has been very big for us lately. So Eddie Mack on Facebook, all the events are on there. And, you know, from a musician standpoint, I got to say, Facebook has changed the game, because we've spent the last 15 years traveling around the country and around the world meeting people. And just when you start to wonder if it was all worth it, they start finding you on Facebook, and we're enjoying a re-emergence. Mm-hmm. So it's really cool.
That's great.
You mentioned you were going to do some recording. Do you have recordings out there now? I mean, you're getting all these hits on We Break for Hotties. Can they buy it from you?
Yeah, we're on iTunes.
Okay.
Just look up Eddie Mack on iTunes. We have 3 full-length CDs now. and a number one single in Wisconsin. We Break for Hotties was the single of the year.
That had something to do with beer, you know?
Yeah, well,
in Wisconsin.
Yeah, it did. Okay. What doesn't in Wisconsin, right? But we love Wisconsin. I'm originally from Milwaukee.
Oh, okay.
So I'm having a good year so far. Just got
engaged. He was rooting
engaged
for the Packers.
My squad won the fourth chance championship.
I lost $25 on that.
Ooh.
So we got two Viking fans and a Packer fan. We're a well-rounded band. But, yeah, it is going to be a lot of fun tonight and tomorrow night. So if you're listening out there, come on down to Hungry Jack.
Good.
We've got some
$2 Eddie taps.
$2 taps?
From 8 o'clock till close, I think.
We can't discuss that part of it, but it's already been done. So.
Right on. Yeah. I'm sorry.
No money amounts mentioned.
We're here to break the rules up.
No worries.
No worries on that.
But now tell us about, you are going to debut a song here now in a couple seconds. Tell us about the song.
Okay, the song is all about rock and roll cliches. Okay, we're a good time, fun party band, so I wanted to make people, when they come to our show, I wanted them to feel like the rock star. So the song is called Rock Star, and the words go, baby, you know, you're the rock star and I'm the groupie. Okay, so that's the whole chorus is, you know, I'm your groupie.
Okay,
so it's about everyone coming to the bar tonight and just having a great time and throwing your arms in the air and holding your cell phones and lighters up and pretending you're in a rock and roll arena concert.
There's also a hint of something about sex in there too. As any good rock and roll would be.
It has to have that.
Did I have to say that? I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, you're the bass player.
We knew that was going to happen. That.
There's danger, the word there's love. Sex.
You could use the word love.
And this is the first public performance.
It is.
Okay.
It really is. So. All right. Here it is, Rockstar.
What key are we in? Just kidding.
From our hearts and minds to your ears. Now, baby, you're the rock star. Baby, you're the rock star. And I'm your groupie. Do you want to steal a cop car? Do you want to steal a cop car? And drive it right off a mountain. I would do anything to get a backstage pass. Hold a lighter or a cell phone in the air to see you shake your tambourine. Do you want to trash a hotel room? Throw the TV out the window and watch it go boom. 'Cause there's no movies. How are we gonna get down tonight? All the way. How are we gonna get down tonight? All the way. How we gonna get down tonight? All the way. How we gonna get down tonight? 'Cause baby, you're the rock star. I'm your groupie.
That is great.
Thank you.
Well, you mentioned sex and rock and roll, but you didn't mention, you know, theft.
That just goes without saying. We actually were reading the local newspaper, and they seemed to tell you everything. We just saw
did
that
you see the police
Minneapolis
report?
Man it... got a speeding ticket mm-hmm. a week ago, mm-hmm. and some lady lost her coin purse on the ski hill, and... So we didn't want to mention any of that kind of stuff because it seems like everything gets put in the newspaper up here.
Yes. Our police report, we actually really enjoy it because it is very detailed.
There you
and
go.
It can be very quirky.
Well, there's no way we're sneaking out of town with that big Eddie Mac trailer.
No. So, they will see us coming.
Just
I
so you know.
I think that's going to be a big hit.
Thank
there you.
You
go.
That's very fun.
Thank
very,
you.
Very
you
fun.
Like how we flipped the script there?
Mm-hmm.
I wondered if in your recorded copy, you'll have the same lyrics identically to what we just heard.
No, there
not
might be
a little change.
Something
there.
About a tambourine might yeah. oh, yeah, switched yeah, yeah. around.
I thought so.
Oh, that was awesome. Well, what else should folks know about Eddie Mac before we let you go?
Well, you know, we're all about really getting interactive with our fans online. And I see that as the future for our band. And if you leave a comment on our Facebook page, you will get a response. If you know, you can actually interact with us and find out about PR stunts we do. You can win stuff. You can, you know, have us show up at your birthday party and play yeah. an acoustic song for you.
That was fun.
So
nice.
Pay attention. And we do little video blogs. It's getting, you know, we enjoy it. It's our way of giving back to the fans, letting them know that, you know, we're accessible. You know, we want to rock your world.
Okay.
There you go.
That sounds great. Well, you guys, I want to thank you so much for stopping by. I know it's a bit of a long drive on a cold night up there. And
we appreciate you having us.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
It was super fun to have you guys tonight, tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, Hungry Jack Lodge.
There you go.
Okay,
we'll see you
the
there.
Eddie Mac Band. Thank you.